The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep, as a shepherd tends his flock. When he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so I will tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they are were scattered, when it was cloudy and dark. I myself will pasture them. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out, the strayed I will bring back, the injured I will bind up, the sick I will heal, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. As for you, my sheep, says the Lord God, I will judge between one sheep and another, between the rams and the goats. The word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Beside restful waters he leads me, he refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. You spread a table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. The second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to his God and Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, when everything is subjected to him. Then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who subjected everything to him, so that God may be all in all. The word of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Should all have this memorized by now because I've talked about it so much the last month, but hear the word of God. Jesus said to his disciples, when the Son of Man comes in all his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. And the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did it for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. And they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or in stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you?
Blessed.
Blessed. Now again, I've talked about this reading for the last month. I've inserted it in to prepare us for the feast of Christ the King. Because this is the King. This is what the King is like. This is how the King will judge us at the end of our life. And so this King is a King of love, right? As we've talked about, His kingdom is the kingdom of love. And to enter into that kingdom, we need to learn to be like Him and to treat others like Him. Because as if it was Him. Because as St. John of the Cross said, we at the end of our life will be judged by love. By the God of love, but how we love. It's ultimately going to be. Now again, as I hear confessions throughout the years here, that usually when we get to the last question, when 99% of the people go to me with the questions, I say, do you consistently take care of the poor? Only about 50%, and that's being high, say, oh yes, Father. And some of them would say, oh yes, Father, I do what I can. That does not mean anything to me, because everyone can give 10% of their income. That's what you can do, and that's what you must do by the command of God. And God blesses you when you do that, huh? I'm not asking anybody to give a dime to the church. That's not what this is about. I'm asking you to do as God commands you, because when you drop dead and you stand before God, the God who will judge you will tell you today how He will judge you. This is what, and that's why it drives me crazy, because people come and say, oh yeah, I didn't do that. Take care of the poor, no, I didn't do that either. Like it's no big deal. You could be damned forever if you don't take care of the poor, right? It's just that simple. Matt Kelly, a couple years ago, when he asked me to write the book on mercy, asked me to write the chapter on taking care and feeding the poor, my opening line in that book was, or that chapter was, we must take care of the poor or be damned. Now, everybody knows that Father Larry wrote that chapter. Pretty simple. And I say that strongly so you can let that enter into you. You must to be saved. This isn't salvation by works. It's showing that Jesus Christ lives inside of you so much that you're more concerned about other people than you are about yourself. Because if you don't consistently do that, Christ does not live inside of you, nor do you see Christ in others. That's the point. So we got to sit there and surrender our lives so fully to Jesus that I automatically give to God what belongs to Him. I automatically take care of the poor. It doesn't even design, but of course I do, Father. And you do, you give at least 10%, no matter what top. So this is the first thing I want you to do. Between now and next week, which starts the new year, if you do not consistently take care of the poor, you must. You must go online and find a place where you're going to start doing it. Again, I've talked about before, Haiti 180, which is an orphanage in Haiti that Sean Forrest runs. You just go to Haiti 180, you can do it and start being a $15 a month tither. 15 bucks a month, right? You dust, or Unbound, or whatever it happens to be. If you don't consistently build it into your life that you give whatever you give to God first and then take care of yourself last, He will be blessed when you do that. Don't you get it? Those of you who don't feel blessed, it's usually because you're not generous. You give what you can instead of what you must. Humongous difference. One believes in God, the other one does not. Right? Because I better take care of myself first, because if I don't take care of myself, no one else will. When you put others and God first, God promises to take care of you. That's a promise. Try Him on that. I've never seen anyone who gives to God first in need. I've only seen people who always look at gimme, 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 who are always in need because they never put anybody else first. So we must do that. This is how you'll be judged. And you're not going to be able to say, well, I didn't know, because God will say to you, I sent you the loudest mouth priest in the universe. And I told you. And you just said, well, that's Father Larry. And He's going to say, yep, he did what I told him to. So I'm doing it. Between now and next week, you must, if you do not already, you must sign up to do something. Don't you like me? And then the second thing you and I need to do is take care of the poor when we see them. That's all. Just this past week, you know, I was going out to do something, and I'm going down Peach Street, and at the Arby's, there's already somebody there. And there was a cop in front of me, and so he was trying to be, you know, not showing, but I gave him some money, because I always keep ones in my car. You know, I get a big stack of ones, and I keep them there just for when I'm at that particular thing. You don't need to get ones. You can get quarters if you don't have anything. But you never pass anybody without nothing. And then on Friday night, the same night, I'm sitting there in my room watching TV, and I hear someone spitting outside. Now, you know, those big spits, I'm not going to do it for you. But anyway, and I look out, and there's this African-American woman sitting there, you know, and she looked like she was about 100, but she was only 58. She had a hard life. And then there's two sisters of the work. You know, we have great sisters of the work here in Erie. We have four of them. So two of them are there going into adoration. And this woman asked if they could get her some food, if they would get her some food. And so, of course, they did. They went down to McDonald's, and they got her hot chocolate and everything. And I, as I see this happening, I go out to see if I can do anything. And so the first thing the woman says to me is, "Father, yes, you got $5. Reminds me of somebody else who used to be here all the time. And I says, "No, I don't have five. Here, I got 10. "Oh, and you would have thought it was Christmas for her. And again, then we tried to get her housing. I called all the places. We got her housing. She didn't want it. Then she saw the police and she ran away and whatever. But that was Jesus. It doesn't take us much to go out of our way for others. And some people will sit there and say, as I've talked before, "Oh, Father, if I give that person money, they're going to drink on it." Right? And I've told you before, you give money every week in the parish, and I get paid from the parish, and I drink on it sometimes. I do. I go out and I buy my Captain Morgan, and I'll have a drink. Last night I had a drink, so I was drinking on your money. Just a thought. You encouraged me. I didn't get drunk. Come on. I had one shot with my Diet Coke. But the reality is, that's not our job to be judging what they're going to do things with our money. Our job is to be generous. Everyone here can afford a dollar. Yes, you can. It doesn't cost that much for, I mean, a cup of coffee costs more unless you go to McDonald's. But the other day, someone gave me a card for Starbucks, and I went to Starbucks and got a cup of coffee. You know how much a cup of coffee cost me? $5.60. Now, we can gladly spend that on ourselves, can't we? And that goes in one side and out the other in about an hour. You know, we know what coffee makes us do. But the reality is, to give a dollar to somebody else who's poor, I can't be bothered. Who knows what they're going to do with that money? Our job is to treat everyone as Christ. Sometimes I do that real well. Sometimes I don't do that well at all. But it got to be my goal, so that when you and I stand before God on judgment, we hear, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father." When we take care of others, we are blessed. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. To enter into the kingdom, we must learn to love. And not just the people in our families, but all God's children. The least of the brothers and sisters in the world. This is what it means for our King. And he tells us what it'll mean for us when we die. So today, let's begin. If we don't consistently take care of the poor, we start by next week for the new year. That's our resolution, spiritual. And we carry some stuff around with us. We can always take care of another, even if it's a quarter, a dollar, whatever. They're a human being, and that human being is Jesus Christ. And whatever we do to them, or don't do that to them, we do or don't do to Jesus. Got it?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Gonna do it?
Yeah.
You better. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Father, I'm not giving any more money to the church because you drink on it. Yeah, I know. What are you gonna do?